the ultimate reward of being called sons of God, a child of God's kingdom, reflecting the character of their heavenly Father. The Hebrew word for peace, as we all know, is shalom. It means total well-being, both personally and communally. The world craves God's peace, yet the world turns away from God almost at every opportunity. Personally, have you ever experienced God's peace? Do you know the true meaning of divine peace? Well, if you have, you know the feelings behind total contentment of who you are. You know the deepest of joy, chosen and adopted by God. That makes you an heir of the kingdom of heaven, precious in God's sight. Every time I say that line, I get hairs stand up on my arms, and it just happened again. Yes, we are all precious in God's sight. Just last week, Maureen and I came across this verse from the prophet Zephaniah. He was talking about the new Jerusalem to come, our future home in the kingdom. These words describe God's own feelings towards you and towards me. Zephaniah 3:17. The Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. I hope that verse has some sort of an effect on you today, as it had with Maureen and I when we read it. Especially the line, he will quiet you with his love. Now that's the effect of God's peace. A depth of quietness from a flood of God's love. No matter how peace is felt here on this earth, we must remember it is only ever a glimpse of what is to come in heaven. The new kingdom of peace will surpass all our understanding about peace. In John's Gospel, he records a time where Jesus comforted his disciples. In John, it's all of John chapter 14. Jesus explains the whole Trinity's involvement in the divine love and comfort for them and for us. The opening line, do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. So Jesus tells them a place is being prepared in the kingdom for them. And Jesus himself is the way. And he explains the coming counselor who will be with them forever. The Spirit of Truth. Well, that comforting promise of the Holy Spirit. John 14:27, Jesus says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. And do not be afraid. Absolutely nothing to be scared of when you have God's peace on board. There is a wonderful passage I want to highlight today in Peter's first letter, where he talks about the importance of peace and how to live as a child of God. 1 Peter 3:9. Do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult, but with blessing, because to this you were called, so that you may inherit a blessing. For whoever would love life and see good days must keep his tongue from evil and his lips from deceitful speech. He must seek peace and pursue it. There it is again. So that's a command to be a peacemaker. Peter continues in verse 12, "The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil." Peter is using the words of Psalm 34. Did you pick that up then? Which we just read earlier today. Psalm 34 is all about our relationship with the Lord. The Lord is close to those who love him. We need to stay close to the Lord at all times, no matter what our circumstances. Psalm 34 mentions all those beautiful things that the Lord will do when we take refuge in him. He will answer. He will deliver. He will save. He will encamp, and he will bless. What a great psalm to read often, as Richard said, to stay close to the Lord. Our passage today from Romans 12 is where the Apostle Paul explains how to live the Christian life. We need to be holy. We need to be pleasing to God. We all have different gifts, and we need to use those giftings in unity under the cover of God's love. Paul is expounding Jesus' beatitudes here. Bless people with your presence. Rejoice with those who rejoice, and mourn with those who mourn. Now, that's both ends of the human scale, isn't it? Rejoicing and mourning. Live in harmony with one another and live at peace with everyone. Now, that's just not those here inside the church, but especially those that are outside the church. Live in harmony with everyone. If we go back just a few chapters in Romans, back to chapters 8, we see Paul explaining in great detail how we can do this through the receiving of the Holy Spirit, putting to death our sinful natures and living our lives focused on what the Spirit desires. I pick up Paul's words from Romans 8:12. "Therefore, brothers, we have an obligation, but it is not to the sinful nature to live according to it. For if you live according to the sinful nature, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live. Because those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. You did not receive a spirit For you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear. But you have received the Spirit of sonship, and by him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are children of God. Now if we are children, then we are heirs. And if we are heirs of God, we are co-heirs with Christ. If indeed we share in his sufferings, in order that we may also share in his glory." What a passage. And we receive all that by faith alone. When I was in my 20s, my sinful nature was in complete control of me. I'm not going to tell you any details, because I have repented of all that sin. that went on. And I have received his forgiveness. When I was in my mid-30s, one night I was sitting at my desk and I was contemplating where Maureen and I were up to in our lives. We had built a new house, our business was going well, we had enough money to pay our bills each month, and we had the love of our family. You could say things were going great. When suddenly, tears started pouring. I knew they weren't tears of sadness, but I also knew they weren't tears of joy. I had this feeling something was missing, and I'm searching what's missing. I remember even saying, tears for no good reason. Is this my midlife crisis? When I look back now, I know. That was the moment. That was the moment when God started working. I had no idea. And then he started sending people to me. Over the years, he sent so many to help me. Unbeknownst to me, my beautiful wife had never stopped praying that I would one day come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. He has never stopped working. He has never stopped providing to this very day. You see, the peace of God, it's not hidden from us like it was hidden from the Jews when they arrived at Jerusalem for that Passover festival with Jesus on that donkey, when he saw the sight and wept. We know the full story. We know the outcome. We know God is still building his kingdom. He is still saving souls. We are living proof of that. So thank you, Jesus. J.I. Packer wrote a book called Knowing God back in 1973. A lot of people over the years call it their go-to book when they're looking for meaning. Not only to know God, but even more importantly, to know yourself. He says that the Christian secret to a God-honoring Christian life is based on three simple questions. Do I, as a Christian, understand myself? Do I know my real identity? Do I know my own destiny? He goes on to say that you first need to repeat six things every day until you utterly and completely believe them. And I've shared these with you before. I am a child of God. God is my Father. Heaven is my home. Every day is one day nearer. My Saviour is my brother. And every Christian is my brother and sister too. I didn't have a copy of that book, but lots of other books that I've read lately have quoted from that book. And I thought, I have to get that book. Next time I'm at Coorong or ordering online, I'm going to get that book. On Friday, out in the back shed here, there it was. Is that God? Yes, that's the kinds of things he does to you. Know who you are. Know where you stand. pursue peace, and stay kingdom focused. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Peace be with you all. Thank you.
Isn't the Lord good? I do marvel at the way the Lord works